This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome back, everybody. It's the Individual Defensive Podcast. A couple days late for you. I am Scott Bogman. Follow me on the Twitter at Bogman Sports. I'm here with Gary Davenport, as always, at IDP Sharks on the Twitter for the Godfather of IDP. And as we're recording this, Gary, we just found out your game, which you were actually kind of looking forward to being played in Buffalo to level the playing field a little bit, has been moved to Detroit. So we will not get the epic, crazy snowball that we were expecting, which is probably good in the long run. But your thoughts on the game getting just moved straight up to Detroit?
Oh, it certainly increases Buffalo's advantage in the game, given their speed and whatnot. So I understand why they do. I mean, given the amount of snowfall that they're talking about falling, travel and whatnot is going to be at best problematic and at worst impossible. So I figured when I heard 4 feet of snow, I'm like, yeah, they're going to move that game. So I'm not going to act like I'm surprised.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's an insane amount of snow. Like, I don't know anything about snow. I am a Southern guy, you know, never lived around the snow at all, but that is just, that's too much.
A foot is a lot.
A foot's
four
a lot.
Feet, 4 feet, I can't. No, that's just next level insanity.
Yeah, I mean, I've never, you know, I've lived in places where it's flooded and stuff, but like, you know, I haven't lived in Houston when there's been a flood. There's been some big ones here. You know, not when I was here, obviously. You know, that we've seen, like, Arizona got, like, when there were forest fires in like the San Diego area, the Chargers versus Dolphins was moved to Sun Devil Stadium. You know, I lived in an area where you move a lot of games too. Right.
Right.
Because the weather is always nice. So or at least in the winter, it's always nice. In the summer, it's brutal. But, you know, not a surprise to see them move this game. I was a little surprised that they haven't moved the Buffalo football, the college game against Akron on Saturday yet. And that's actually the day when the snow is supposed to fall. It's supposed to be a Friday night into all day Saturday. So that game, if you're looking for one of those crazy snow games, we had one last night against Central in Western Michigan. Did you see any of that, Gary, that crazy weather?
No, I don't generally do a lot of the early week Maction, but
people were building snowmen up in the stands, right? Like that's that's what it was. It was nasty. So a lot of fun to watch those games, but also they're low scoring and boring when it gets that bad. You know, I think that most games trend towards the over in that bad cold weather because the total will be moved so low that people want to take the under on it. But they only get that bad when it's real bad rain or snow. To me, it has to be
the over under on Buffalo Cleveland dropped, I want to say, like 7 points. It started out at like 48.5 and dropped as low as 42. And like
probably
I said, everybody
go up five to eight points now. So
everybody banged the under and now they're all going to lose their money.
I wonder how books are handling that because I'm just not real sure. Like when a game moves, do they cancel all the bets and then it's all new bets, or do they, you know, is it you got the number so you got it? I'm just not sure.
I know what my guess is.
yeah, you're screwed, right?
Right, you're out of luck.
Probably correct.
I guess you shouldn't have bet the under then.
Right, right, exactly. So just with the chance of them moving it. But let's go over some IDP news. Of course, that's what we're here to talk about. And there's a lot, Gary. There's a lot of stuff going on. We didn't talk about it last week, but Blake Martinez just retired right after we were done recording. Out of nowhere, it felt like. But that is, if you need any sign of how bad it's going in Vegas, Blake Martinez just, he got the starting gig. He looked pretty good, and then he just bounced. So, see ya, I guess, huh?
Yeah. Between that and getting cut by the Giant, he managed to double job me my IDP rosters this year. It's so bad that last week, and Blake Martinez is one of the guys that hit this roster, I had lost him, lost Diablo, lost Pete Werner. It was so bad. I traded Bobby Wagner to in essentially a 2-for-1 deal because I need bodies, because I don't have enough linebackers. So I flipped, and honestly, I don't dislike the trade. I think I did about as well as I could reasonably be expected to. I got Denzel Perryman and Frankie Louvu for him.
Okay, that's not bad. You know, when you're doing a 2-for-1, we'll take that, I guess. So, by the way, on the other end of that, Buda Baker just played. I didn't even see that was happening until, you know, the game was starting and he was active. But yeah, I guess he felt way better on Saturday and then ended up playing when they said it was going to be a couple weeks, right? Not just like
this fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
He's not going to play this week, but that was weird too, wasn't it?
Yep. And at the opposite end of that spectrum, you have Miles Jack.
Yeah, Miles Jack was down after getting sick. Micah Fitzpatrick had an appendectomy as well.
Well, the thing with Jack was he missed practice Wednesday and Thursday. Practice fully on Friday. No injury designation going into the weekend. So you're like, okay, he's going to be fine. The inactives come out, he's active. You're like, okay, he's going to be fine. And then Tomlin just doesn't play him at all.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more? Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Yeah, that felt like, you know, I don't know. He hasn't, he didn't practice yesterday either. So we'll see. Or actually, you know what? This is old. I thought I was on latest, but that is old. So
they've got a great matchup this week, but it don't make it any easier to trust him.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see what happens there. A lot of strange stuff going on. And we're not even that late in the year. We saw, you know, the Eagles are signing every defensive tackle that gets released. They signed Linval Joseph and Nonakim Sue in the last couple of days. And I don't understand why, Gary. Like, I know Jordan Davis. Is Davis back? Is he still missing time?
No, I think he's still hurt.
Okay. So, all right. So we take Jordan Davis is down, but they have Fletcher Cox. They have Cox, they have Javon Hargrave, they have Milton Williams. Like, they have a decent rotation. They picked up Linval Joseph on Monday, and now Nonakim Sue. Like, they got the rich get richer here.
They got gashed by Washington on the ground and couldn't get, I mean, the time of possession in that game Monday night was just ridiculous.
40-20. Yeah.
Right. So they rather sit on their laurels. I think they figure, you know, the time is now. It's time to go after it. So they went and they got after it. I'm not going to fault them for doing it. Adding in Dominican Sue's not necessarily a bad thing. This week I figure he'll be okay. And once again, great matchup with the Colts, but don't want to see Javon Hargrave lose a bunch of snaps because he has been on a rip the past 3 weeks. I think he's got
28, 6 sacks in 3 weeks.
Yeah, and like 28 total tackles. He's averaging like 10 tackles.
I think Grover Stewart's the only defensive tackle with more tackles than him. So than Hargrave.
Hargrave's the highest scoring defensive lineman period over the last month, and it's
so
close.
Let me ask you this, Gary, because I picked him up in a league where I have him and I have Aaron Donald. Who do you start this week?
No. There's not like a DL spot you could plug one of them into.
It's one I have the a other. D spot, but I've got a linebacker in there.
Right. If it's an either or this week, I might actually go Hargrave, honestly, because I have the Colts.
Yeah, that's who I have in the lineup. So
I mean, the Colts are tied for the league lead in sacks. They're like 6th or 7th in fantasy points allowed to defensive tackles. They're 1st or 2nd in fantasy points allowed to defensive linemen. Yeah. I mean, he's just – it's been outrageous. He led Philadelphia in tackles Monday night. He had more tackles than T.J. Edwards did Monday.
Really wish Pittsburgh would have kept him, but, you know. Yeah, that's the way it goes. Shaq Leonard also not going to play again this season. Ugh. So, I mean, rinse, repeat, and what a shock, right, Gary?
Ugh, it's just rough. And, I mean, at this point, you have to look at his dynasty value and wonder, you know, what do we make of Shaquille Leonard going forward?
Well, there's two linebackers on that team that I just like better than him because of his injury history. Okay.
Yeah, and I mean, if you held on to Okereke in the hopes that something would happen and he'd get that every down rollback, you have been rewarded because he just did.
Right. Exactly. So speed has looked good for them too. They have too many linebackers. They don't really need Shaq Leonard. Yeah, so
Leonard's contract. I don't know what kind of guarantees are left on his contract, but getting rid of that contract could be problematic. I mean, I don't think you could trade him. I guess you could release him, in which case I'm sure someone would. There wouldn't be any shortage of teams that'd be willing to take a chance on him.
Oh, for sure. Many, many teams take Shaq Leonard just in case he was healthy. But I think the Colts are better off without him. You know, they need that. They need to spend that money in many other places. So we'll see about that moving forward. We got a chance for a couple studs to come back this week. Chase Young is looking – I mean, he was looking good last week, and then it didn't happen on Monday night. He's a maybe this week again, and Jeremy Chinn as well. Do you expect either one of those guys to be up?
You know, I feel better about Chinn probably than Chase Young. And I don't think you really want to start
babying him.
I don't think you want to start either guy in IDP, especially Young, because he's just, even if he does play, he's not going to see anywhere close to a full complement of snaps. So I think you just, you know, chill, wait and see what happens, kind of get a feel for. And it'd be great for Washington. And, you know, Washington, all of a sudden, 10 games into the season, they got something to play for. I mean, they're not – this is not a team that's just playing out the string. They're chasing a wild card spot. So if they can get him healthy again, I would think there's more impetus for them to get Young out there than there is the Panthers and Chinn, because, I mean, it's not like Carolina's going anywhere this year.
Right, yeah. Back to the drawing board is where they're going, for sure.
quarterback.
Yes, absolutely. A couple other injuries that we have listed here on the defensive line. Greg Rousseau still not practicing with an ankle injury. DeMarcus Lawrence picked up a minor foot injury. Cam Jordan for New Orleans has not been practicing with an eye injury. Kwity Paye with an ankle. Za'Darius Smith with a knee. Manuel Ogba is out for the season with a triceps tear. And Marcus Davenport has missed some practice with a calf injury. On the linebackers, Cole Holcomb still missing practice with his foot injury. David Long for Tennessee is dealing with a stinger. Tremaine Edmonds has been practicing with a groin. Is Pete Warner done for the year? Is that right?
He had surgery. They are hopeful that he will still play again this year, but if I had to guess, yeah, he's toast.
Yeah, probably droppable at this point. Zach Cunningham
unless you've got a deep bench or like an IDP, an IR spot that you can use for him. I wouldn't hold a spot for him.
Exactly. Zach Cunningham put on the IR with an elbow injury. Devin Bush hasn't been practicing with a knee injury. Hopefully you get Miles Jack back, and now maybe Devin Bush is down. Robert Spillane would be the guy filling in again. And then for the defensive backs, Anthony Brown had a concussion, Deshaun Elliott with a concussion, William Jackson, Eric Stokes, Cam Dantzler, all placed on IR, and Justin Simmons is dealing with a knee injury as well. So lots of injuries as normal, Gary, right?
Yeah, I think Cam Jordan needs to get his butt out there this week. I need him, especially going up against a Rams team that leads the league in fantasy points allowed to defensive ends.
There so you go. Just, I mean,
it's an eye injury, so I would think he's going to play. I mean, you're going to definitely want to check Friday practice participation.
Yeah.
A guy like Cam Jordan missing practice Wednesday and Thursday, I'm not freaking out. He missed practice.
Are you saying Friday, just put an eye patch on and get out there?
Hell yeah.
Put some goggles on.
Yep.
Come on.
That's what I'm saying. Slap a visor on your helmet and giddy up.
Yeah, you don't need to see. All right. We'll take five defensive linemen. It's fine.
I think he'll play. It's Cam Jordan.
It is Cam Jordan. So we'll see what happens. Let's go. Speaking of the defensive line, let's go to the defensive line and lots of good performances this week. This is a lower bar for defensive linemen. We set it at 8 points, but Hargrave 16.75, Aiden Hutchinson was 16. Alex Highsmith got to the quarterback twice with TJ Watt on the other side. DeMarcus Lawrence had 2 sacks or had a sack with 7 tackles, 10 solos for Crosby. Plus he got to the QB. Leonard Williams, 5-4, half a sack and a forced fumble. Christian Wilkins, Brian Burns, Bosa, Lawrence, Grover Stewart, Buckner, Zach Allen, Josh Allen, and Chris Jones all on the good list. Just good to see some of these guys, you know, like Buckner and Allen and Chris Jones and Hutchinson kind of doing it 2 weeks in a row. Alex Highsmith, DeMarcus Lawrence. Just glad to see those guys back in the good area, right?
Right. And, man, especially when Crosby's playing at home, if he looks – he gives a ball carrier a dirty look. They're like, solo.
Yeah. yes.
Which, I mean, it's great. You love to see a defensive lineman putting up those kind of tackle numbers. And next year, Crosby's going to be in the conversation to be the first defensive lineman off the board.
Because he's going to have,
he's going to probably finish the season with 70, maybe 80 tackles and 10, 11 sacks. I mean, those are dream numbers because that, granted, you love those 15 sack guys too, but man, those tackles give you that floor that's nice to have with a defensive line.
A bunch of guys showing up on the underperforming section here. Thibodeau, Grady Jarrett, Bradley Chubb, Cam Hayward, Jalen Phillips, Miles Garrett, Trayvon Walker, Chandler Jones for the millionth week in a row, Jonathan Allen, Deron Payne, and Nwosu. Nwosu is my fault because we talked about him here and I added him, so that's on me. I'll eat the Nwosa being bad. He's on a bye week this week, but I got to tell you, I'm not too concerned about these guys here. I mean, Chandler Jones should have been dropped a million years ago, and he's down to
50. Yeah, that was a dream line. That was a dream matchup too, because the Colts offensive line is awful. So if he can't get it done there, it ain't happening.
It ain't happening. Jonathan Allen, Deron Payne were never on the field, so no big deal there. Cam Hayward with TJ Watt back doing nothing is concerning to me.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
I've moved him down in my weekly rankings as well. Bradley Chubb still getting adjusted. I think, you know, really, Hayward is the guy that I'm most worried about on this list.
I'll be a lot more concerned about Hayward if he can't get anything done this week against Cincinnati, which, you know, their offensive line is not good at all. If he comes out and throws up another clunker there, then I'll be a little concerned. But
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering and smoking...
In this league.
Break it down.
New Orleans is middle of the pack so far as offensive line, I think. As far as sacks and fantasy points, anyway.
And that's who they played last week. Potential adds here, guys that perform well. Myjai Sanders had an incredible game, 5 solos and a sack and a forced fumble. He was great. Malcolm Roach for New Orleans had a sack and five solos to assist. AJ Epenesa looked good, replacing Greg Rousseau. Julian Okwara got to the quarterback twice. So did Marquise Haynes for Carolina. Rashad Weaver had a sack and a half. Jerry Hughes had a sack with four solos. Josh Sweat, Ogbonia Okoronkwo, J.J. Watt, Walker, Kenny Clark, Mario Edwards, Jordan Willis, Charles Omenihue, Dominic Robinson, Carl Granderson, and Mike Purcell, all 8 points or more among defensive linemen. Is there one or two that you're getting after here?
Hughes has worked his way, if not into the top 15 on the season, into the top 10.
Yeah.
So he's a guy that, I mean, 34 years old or not, we got to start putting some respect on that man's
Houston's
name.
Houston's just always on defense. They're always
and
on defense.
Josh Sweat this week, once again, the Colts, their offensive line is not good. They're tied for the league lead in sacks allowed. They're right at the top of the league in fantasy points allowed to defensive linemen. I think Josh Sweat, I think that Eagles team is going to go into Indianapolis and drop a piano on the Colts.
Yeah, I think you're right. Hughes is by far the biggest pickup out of that group. Now let's go over to linebackers, Gary. One bad performer, and it was TJ Watt. He had 4.5 points under five for a linebacker, two solos, two assists. I'll say this. TJ Watt is clearly not 100%. I don't know how much of the game you watch, but I'll take 75% of TJ Watt over 90% of players. So,
well, yeah,
you know, that was his first game back. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
If he's active, then no. Yeah. And I have one share of TJ Watt. No, but one make share. That two shares. One league I did start him because there he has eligibility as an edge rusher. In the league where he's just a straight linebacker, I left him on the bench last week. This week, he will be back in my starting lineup. I don't expect him to be 100%. But, I mean, he ate against the Bengals back in week
yes.
one. And, again, Cincinnati's offensive line, that supposedly rough. New and improved offensive line, looks old and stinky to me.
I can't wait to see Joe Burrow get wide-eyed a couple times. That's what I really want. Frankie Louvu was your number one linebacker scorer this week with two sacks and 12 stops. Devin White also had two sacks and a forced fumble with nine stops. Kendricks, Brooks, Tranquil, Bobby Wagner, all 16 points or more. Alex Anzalone with 13, Franklin, Okereke, Edwards, Evans, Isaiah Simmons. This is like a month straight. We kind of have to get back on Isaiah Simmons, right?
I have my doubt. I'm afraid that he's like Lucy with the football. And at the moment that I buy into it and I'm like, hey, Isaiah Simmons is back, he's going to pull that bad boy back, get like one solo and one assist, and I'm going to be left flat on my back. But yeah, like you said, he's been consistently putting up those numbers. That big game from Louvu came literally like that game kicked off like an hour after I traded for him. And the guy I made the trade with, Sean, listener to the show in the IDP, in the listener league, he messages me back on Twitter like halftime. He's like, yeah, I think I'm going to need Louvu back now.
You know what? Regret.
100 and Louvu. Well, Louvu had only played, but I think it was 74% of the snaps.
Yeah,
like
he'd
the
been
last
hurt.
Two or three games, he was back up to 100%. Now, I'm not saying for certain that he'll play 100% of the snaps against Baltimore. I don't know that you can say that with certainty, but all I can say, he did play 100% against the Falcons, and Panthers won, and he looked like the best linebacker on the team like he did earlier in the season. Now, does Steve Wilkes have the brains required to just leave him in there? I don't know. Arthur Smith, the Falcons coach, doesn't have the brains to run the football. So
yeah. Yeah. It's ugly there.
Don't get me started on that game.
Dude. I have been going nonstop on Arthur Smith this year. I just don't understand.
Cordarrelle Patterson just stand there and look stupid when the Panthers can't stop the run to save their lives.
I know a lot of it has to be like you're trying to shade the bad part of your team, which is the O-line. And everyone's like, oh, their O-line, the grade is so much better this year, blah, blah, blah. Well, yeah, it's because they never pass the ball, so they never have to give up a million sacks and pass protection until they're down. And even sometimes when they're down, they're still running the stupid football, which makes no sense to me. Like, get Ritter in there. See what he has. I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't understand that either. Not after what Mariota looked like this last game. I think we're eyes ahead. It's time to see what you have in the kid.
Josie Jewell, nine stops total. Deion Jones, also nine stops total with a half a sack. Shaq Thompson, Olakun, Kirksey, and Walker, all with big games as well. Like I said before, Watt, the only bad game. Potential adds here, Gary, there seems to be a bunch. Jack Sanborn, 12 stops and two sacks for Chicago, doing everything because they have nobody else. Cody Barton was back up with nine stops, eight solos, an assist, and a pick. Isaiah McDuffie replacing Devondre Campbell will be up tonight. Willie Gay, Sione Takitaki, Caden Ellis replacing Pete Warner, Jamin Davis, Ernest Jones, Dylan Cole, Jayon Brown, Christian Harris, and Hassan Reddick. It's actually a lot to pick through here, in my opinion, Gary. Who do you like out of this?
Oh, yeah, that's a long list. Sanborn's got to be top of the list.
Sanborn? Okay.
Got to be. Because, see, that's 2 weeks in a row. He's putting up a big number. He's way outperforming, statistically at least, Nicholas Morrow. Playing every snap. Got to be. Barton, I'm a little skeptical of. He played 80%, which is a higher snap count than he had played in several weeks. So I don't know if that's going to stick. You know, Jamin Davis is putting up numbers so long as Holcomb's out because he's gotten a bump in snaps. Caden Ellis looked pretty good. I think he was on the field like 86, 87, 88%.
Played
like
a lot of snaps.
Essentially full-time. And again, it looks like he's going to have value moving forward for a little while. You know, Jayon Brown didn't have a great game. I don't think he made the list, but he was on the field for 100% of the snaps for the Raiders. And with Diablo out, I expect he's going to stay because he wore the helmet communicator. I think the rookie Masterson is going to turn back into a pumpkin once Denzel Perryman's healthy again. Yeah, there's actually quite a bit out there.
Christian Harris getting a lot of snaps for Houston in there.
And he has
on the bench or on the
field. He has a top five matchup this week because I think Washington is fourth in fantasy points per game of all the linebackers. And Ernest Jones, granted, doesn't play full time, but has consistently.
Doesn't matter if he keeps getting 10 stops, you know,
right?
You
don't know where they're coming from either. Consistently, he's one of the most productive per snap linebackers in the league. I mean, if you want to talk about from a fantasy perspective, and they're going up against the Saints team that's like fifth or sixth in the league in fantasy points per game allowed linebacker. Not a bad week. If you need a fill in linebacker in most leagues, you're not going to have that hard time finding one.
All right, going over to defensive backs here, Gary. Derwin James with 17 points. Jonathan Owens with 12 stops. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson intercepted a pass for like the millionth game in a row. Damar Hamlin has been great. Grant Delpit, Kenny Moore back up on the good list. Buda Baker and Richie Grant all playing pretty well this week. I mean, I just keep feeling like CJ Gardner-Johnson is going to turn into a pumpkin, and he never does.
No, I think he's up to third in the scoring system that I use for like my rankings and stuff. I think he's third in fantasy points among defensive backs now. He's been awesome. That was the sixth time this year in nine games that Jonathan Owens has hit double digits in tackles.
And he got benched at one point.
Yeah, they benched him against, like, they sat him against Tennessee because they just said, hey, he missed like three tackles. And Lovie Smith just said, you know what, you're not a good matchup for Tennessee. So I'm going to pull you off the field and put Eric Murray back out there. And then as soon as the next game rolled around, Owens was right back in there. So it wasn't – I don't know if it was performance-related so much as Lovie Smith looked at him and was like, well, you can't tackle Derrick Henry, and just pulled him out of the game.
Yeah, that was insane, getting benched and then just being a great ID
Lovie's
player.
Lovie's keeping it real, man. He's like, nope, you're too small. Sit down.
Yeah, I mean, it's truthful. That's for sure.
Yeah, Derrick Henry weren't running past the bench with Jonathan Owens just hanging off of him. And Lovie was like –
all right, man, if you can't do it, you can't do it. Yeah, there's
I think you're going to see it. You're going to see some of that Thursday night, I'm guessing, because the Packers' run defense ain't so great.
Yeah, exactly. I'm with you, too. Jalen Thompson, Derek Stingley, Kevin Byard, Javon Holland, all 3 points or less. Thompson's been on this 2 weeks in a row. Are you starting to get worried or aberrations here?
Combination of the two. I mean, I'm inclined to think that it's going to be all right, but it's – there's been that kind of a tilt between early in the season. It was Thompson who was scoring, Baker wasn't. Now Baker's scoring and Thompson isn't. So I don't know what exactly to read into it.
Also, yeah. Isaiah Simmons is getting a lot of tackles. So that's probably eating into Thompson as well. I was making a turn for him.
Freak out. I don't know that I'm dropping him yet because I think he's still.
I don't think I'd do it either, but I think.
I think he's still inside the top 20 for the season, if not the top 15. So I'm not going to drop him. But, you know, if you got another viable option this week, then maybe you give Thompson the week off to see if what's what. And it's not a great matchup this week anyway against San Francisco.
Yeah, you're right. Then the guys that did perform well, I mean, there's a long list of them. Terrence Mitchell with eight total and a pick. Antonio Hamilton with 11 stops. Adrian Amos with 9. Christian Benford with 7 and a pick. 2 interceptions for Rudy Ford and Patrick.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Peterson, a pick for Forrest Akuda and Levi Wallace. Andre Sisco got on the board with another interception and, you know, a bunch of tackles from PJ Williams. Is there a couple of defensive backs? Because this list always looks like this that you're going to pick up for this weekend.
PJ Williams is nice if you have to start a cornerback.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You can't believe what fell. All your dreams missed. Pops down the drain. Let's play some
In This League.
I cannot wait for Don to review this episode. I mean,
I mean, the Christian Watson stuff.
We talked about Arby's for 20 minutes in there at some point. So
Lieutenant Don's always good. I always love it too, because like Don will disappear for a little while and then he'll come back. But this is getting into Lieutenant Don's season because deck our balls. Bogman and I have to finalize stuff. But, you know, if it's going down, it is around the corner. And Lieutenant Don always comes through hardcore. He always has been on the Deck Our Balls special, where people send in nicefully that they do it, that they send nicefully. In presents nicefully. Not a word, but it's mine. And we open presents on the stream. We get obliterated and we have insane stuff that happens. And Don has always been a very, very generous part of that. So we appreciate Lieutenant Don.
And I know, you know, some people question us. Like, some people question Deck Our Balls and may think that we're like shilling for presents. But I'll say this. We're going to get presents from people anyway. So this is how we choose to say thank you. Is to do Deck Our Balls. So
yeah, like Bogman cries or vomits, and I might vomit or eat horrible things. I mean, it's like it is a full on production. And last year too, we curated and paid for some songs to get done. I think we also had some. I think you paid for a very nice video for me of favorite of an actress that I enjoy. It is quite the spectacle. So no one has to take part in it, but there are always wonderful people that do want to send in stuff. We also have an ITL Secret Santa that we do as well, which is super fun. And I don't know. I thought of that with Don, because Don always is like, he's very hardcore about that. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know if he does the Secret Santa, but he always has an awesome thing that he sends in. And he is, I think he live streams too. I think he live streams the Christmas special, which is always fun, which we got to figure out all the stuff. So thank you, Don. Thank you for the great plug and advertisement. All right. So check this out. The Barrel Report is here. But Tim Green is also back, Bob.
Oh, all right. Well, let's hear Tim first.
I kind of want to give out Tim's email, by the way, because it makes me laugh for whatever reason. No, I can't say that. All right. So, quote, Tim Green, a.k.a. The Watcher, is back. So what does Tim have?
Bad. The Rams are bad. which makes Pharaoh sad. The Rams are bad. They keep losing and losing, 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 because they're bad, 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 bad. Hi, guys. Tim Green here, sipping on Pharaoh's tears through a straw. They taste delicious. I have a problem here.
I wonder who you
I picked up Fields last week when Lamar Jackson went on bye. Helped me get the win. What should I do now? I don't think I can release Fields now. I don't know if I should start Fields now over Lamar. Lamar's been pretty mediocre the past 6-7 weeks. Thanks for the help, fellas. 49ers rule!
The awkward pauses.
The pause is fantastic.
Killing me. What was the question?
What is it? He has Fields and Lamar.
I actually have that exact same situation in a league right now. And you know what? I instantly went to put in Lamar, and then I second thought it. I was like,
and what'd you end up doing?
I put in Lamar. I'm always going to put in Lamar. Oh. I can't not put in Lamar. And I think from my ranks, let me find. Where did me ranks go? Where did mid ranks go here?
Well, Lamar is playing Carolina, right? Chicago is playing Atlanta, which is another good matchup, but it's on the road. But here's an interesting little nugget to this, Welsh. The over in the Falcons-Bears game is 50, but the Falcons are favored. The Ravens are favored by 12.5 over the Panthers, but the over in that game was only 43.5. So
you want to know something?
At least one less touchdown in that game.
I'm going to retort. I forgot this as I did this morning. I have Justin Fields ahead of Lamar this week. I got Fields at 3 on my quarterback. So I'm going to say Fields. And I should go back and look at that team. I don't know if I actually did make that move yet, but if I did, I'm going to rechange it. I'm going to go with Fields.
Also, I know that most trade deadlines have passed, but Barrow, if yours is open till tomorrow,
no, Tim,
try to trade him. Or excuse me, Tim. If it's open till tomorrow, Tim, try to go make a deal. So maybe with Barrow.
You hear me? Yeah, maybe with Barrow. All right, so now the real Barrow. The real Barrow, please stand up. Copyrighted music that we
like
can't
no
hear.
One ever was. To win each week is my real test. To build the best lineups. Bogman, Welsh. It's the Barrow Report.
Energy.
Lock of the week.
Nope.
The Giants over the Lions. Upset of the week.
Giants over the Lions, okay.
The Chicago Bears over the Atlanta Falcons.
A lot of Bears Tim running like this
episode. Atlanta, Washington. Later, Taters and Baiters. Barrow-sama out.
I still
see. But wait, there's more. Bogman, Welsh, did you hear that Patreon has gotten rid of their archaic billing system? You no longer have to wait till the first of the month to sign up. You can sign up today and just get billed for a month later. Come join the army today. Later, Baiters. Barrow-sama out.
I don't think we actually set up that setting yet on Patreon, so you're technically right, but I don't know that's technically up. But either way, thank you for the plugs, and hopefully people will consider coming and hanging out with us. That is a setting that we probably need to enact, I suppose, no matter what. But either way, you can come and check us out on Patreon. We appreciate that, Barrow. Boy, there is some great timing in between those sentences today for everybody. I am quite the fan. Bears, a lot of run here. Do we need to jump on the Bears early? Is that what the ITL Sharps are saying? Bears +3?
Yeah, right, I mean, well, yeah. Look, the Bears have been playing great, and the Falcons suck. They just lost to Carolina. So, yeah, I don't understand why the Falcons are favored. This is a standard 3-point home favorite as well. The Bears aren't the best, but I do think they can beat Atlanta on the road. So I think that's a possibility. But they did just get beat by Detroit. So, yeah. You know. It's hard to like anyone there is what I would say, but people really hate the Falcons, and I agree with that.
Well, next week we're going to have time to think about how we're thankful. Next week is Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's right.
We're going to talk about, probably get back into our normal. I know it's unbelievable, dude. We're going to get back into all of that crazy stuff that we do. We're going to probably talk about Thanksgiving, have a moment of thankfulness. And someone I'm thankful for is Jack Boyce. Jack, who has been a constant all football season long, dropping parody songs, banger after banger. And hopefully you guys appreciate him and are thankful for him as well. So make sure if you are, go follow him on Twitter at Jack Boyce. And hey, you can even find him on Venmo at Jack, I think, dash Boyce. And you can give him a little tippy tip or something like that if you like all the work he's done, because Jack is an absolute rock star. And you know, we will be, for Deck Our Balls, hiring Jack back for a couple incredibles. He still has an all-timer for us. He created an all-time We Are In This League song, and he does amazing work. And we get to finish off the pod today with another amazing Jack play. What he writes before, he says, "This one really made me laugh. It will probably be the least liked." Also, always funny to see if the Welsh can guess it before it plays. Yeah, so it's called Where's Jamar? What would that be? I don't know. I think I'm full on stumped on this. Where's Jamar? I'm trying to think of a where's,
like Carmen San Diego.
I'm thinking like, no, I want to do that. I was thinking like My Sharona, but I don't think there's a where's in that. So I don't really know where we're going. So this is going to be a surprise to us all. This is the one that is going to end out the voicemails. It is the great Jack Boyce with Where's Jamar.
Alright. Where's Jamar? I know you miss Jamar too.
Jamar.
Where's Jamar? Jamar. Unless he plays against you. He's so fast, he's got hands, and he ruins defensive plans. Geez, my team suck without you. Cause every game that you are out makes me want to scream and shout. Jamar is the jam, it's true. I think I need a shoulder to cry on. Perhaps an extra beer I'd tie on. With Chase, my teams might shine on. And rule all fantasy nations, yeah, well. Where's Jamar, 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 peanut butter and Jamar, where's 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 Jamar, Captain Jack.
Damn.
Oh my lord.
I even got the song wrong on there. Woo, baby. That
it sounds like Jack may have been spending some time in Queens recently. So I like that.
Man, that was beautiful, my God. Friend. That one had me going in a switch up too. I don't think anyone was ready for that. Where's Jamar by Jack Boyce? An incredible ode to Jamar Chase. If you are a Bengals fan, our Antone has to be very excited about that one. Killer, killer one. Love it, my friend. Jack, you
by the way, this
a
was
saint.
A request because the last couple guys you've done songs about have gone down and we're playing. I asked him to do any bangle because the Steelers are playing the Bengals this week. So Jamar already hurt. So this is technically not Jack's fault, but I appreciate it, Jack.
Yeah, you know, there is a little bangle. Something That's to nice. It. We've definitely taken down players with the parody songs this year. Debo has become irrelevant and Cooper Kupp is out. I don't know. Maybe you guys could send a tweet for some suggestions. How great would that be if we started getting suggestions sent to Jack on Twitter?
Well, I mean,
the next parody song.
Not suggestions. How about get into his Venmo if you.
That's
really
what I'm saying. You could do that too. Yeah, you could force the song. But yeah, let's tweet at Jack. Let's see what some songs are out there. So there you go. Thank you to Bo. Thank you to Jack. That is everything that we have got for you, at least on this episode. The ranks, what the hell do we call it? The ranks builders. That's going to be back. I think we're going to jump that back into that this week. We've got Bet This League on Friday, which we're going to be giving you guys some of our prop bets and our straight line bets and just talking to you about where the money was if you guys want to get in on some gambling. Thursday, we'll have Thursday. Now, Thursday will be interesting because I'm also going to be doing a Break This League event. leading up to Thursday night football. And then Bogman and I will have some Thursday night football action. So it'll be a jam packed Thursday on our Twitch.
Twitch.tv/InThisLeague. Tennessee. That's a good one.
Yeah. It's going to be a jam packed setup until then. Wednesday, we've got the wheel. And then on Sunday, we'll be back answering all your questions. So make sure you guys are over on the Twitch. Make sure you come and check us out over on the Patreon. And if you really want to go check it out, go over to InThisLeague.fans. You could check out our merch store, pick up some stuff. I got to see. I don't really know how to do the whole thing, but maybe I can try to get like a Black Friday sale. I think they also, the store wide for Teespring does a Black Friday code that you guys could use if you want to pick up some stuff. Okay. So go and check that out as well. That's all we got. Follow us on Twitter. Is it the Welsh Bogman Sports? And until next time, friends, we will talk to you on the next episode of In This League right here with us. Bye-bye.
See ya.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
You are too easy.
I'll deal with the heat, man. I'll go inside with the air conditioning. That's fine. I have to shovel the heat out of my driveway. So I'll deal with that way more than I'll deal with.
You know
cold.
What?
I mean, it's getting like, it's like 55 degrees here and I'm wearing a hoodie, man. That's cold to me. So I don't like it.
The beauty of it is there are neighborhood kids who will invariably come to your door after it snows, looking to make a little cache by shoveling the old driveway. That? Yeah.
They still do it.
Okay. And the last time I hired a kid to do it, his offer was $10 to shovel the driveway.
$10?
I paid him $20. I was gonna say. I ain't trying to rip a kid off, you know, right. It's bad karma.
Of course. Yeah. Now you give him $20 and a hot cocoa. There you go. There you go, bud. Off with you. So all right.
Can't get my belt out of the bottle that I keep under the cabinet.
Here's your schnapps cocoa and have a great day, young man. Right. Yeah.
You didn't get this for me, that. Kid.
Right. Exactly. But all right. That'll wrap it up for us. Once again, we are switching days. We're going to start recording Tuesday. Episodes should drop on Wednesdays moving forward. Just Mondays are getting a little hectic for both of us. So we are going to move that back to Tuesdays. But that is the schedule moving forward. So we will see you guys next time at Bogman Sports for myself, at IDP Sharks for Gary. Of course, all of his great articles and everything is coming up on. Is everything regular schedule for holidays and everything for you, Gary, or are things moving around?
I might move when I write them around a little bit. And like IDP Studs and Duds, because I usually write that on Thursday. Next week, the week of Thanksgiving, it'll be more of a kind of an abbreviated version because you know, I'll be writing it around making dinner and everything. But no, everything still comes out. Very rarely will I miss a column. And usually the only time I'll do that is if it's right at Christmas, because one, it's Christmas, and two, it's the end of the fantasy football season. So there's like, two teams in every league that are still playing. So if I miss a column there, it's not the end of the world. But right now, it's the stretch run for the playoffs, man. We got to help. We gotta help people eat them dubs.
Get them chips in. That's right. So that'll do it for us. We will see you guys next week. Take it easy, everyone. See you then.
Let it snow. Let it snow.